Today's show is brought to you by KickUp. KickUp helps leaders ask the right questions to get actionable data, visualize information to guide effective next steps, and track teacher growth over time. Learn more at kickup.co. This fall's top conference for educators and leaders is the What Great Educators Do Differently conference. It'll be held October 14th and 15th in beautiful Kansas City, Missouri. See speakers like Jeff Zoell, Ken Williams, and Lavana Roth, all past guests here on the show. Register today at WGEDD.com.
Welcome to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, where school leaders go to find inspiration and learn world-class strategies from top influencers in education. Better Leaders, Better Schools was created by Daniel Bauer.
Hey, Better Leaders, Better Schools listeners. Hey, this is another special episode, bonus episode, Monday mini episode. We'll see how long I can keep this up. Anyways, we just started reading an excellent book with the mastermind called Switch by Chip and Dan Heath. The subtitle is How to Change Things When Change is Hard. And I want to dig into just a few things that I got out of the first chapter. That's why we're reading the book in the mastermind. It is filled with so many nuggets for leadership. As a leader, we are constantly pushing our people, our culture to change and change for the better. And there's a lot of things that we need to consider. The authors of Switch say there's really three parts that we need to consider when thinking about change. The three are, number one, the rider, which is logic. Two, the elephant, which is, I would explain it as emotion and experience. And then the third thing is the path, which are the steps necessary in order to complete the change. Here's something I found very interesting. The quote is, self-control is an exhaustible resource. There's a finite amount of self-control. And that's not like self-control in terms of, oh, I'm not going to eat this next piece of chocolate, this next bowl of ice cream. But what looks like laziness is often exhaustion. This is important to think about because change impacts the autopilot of the rider, right? The rider's the logic. And so we go into a building, we're leading a school, we're asking people to do things differently because we believe it's going to impact student achievement in a positive way. You have to understand that those changes you're asking people to complete are removing what they've been doing potentially for years, decades, stuff that's on autopilot, which is actually a good thing. And you're asking them to take on new skills, do things differently, and put the rider, the logic muscle of their brains, to use precious resources on this new change. So it's really important to think about. Self-control is an exhaustible resource, and what looks like laziness is often exhaustion. So think about that when you're asking folks to change in your building, in your district. It might not be that they are resistant, that they're lazy, that they're trying to fight you. They might just be exhausted and need a break. Think about this too. When I was a teacher, I wouldn't say that it was easy to teach, right? But if I compare teaching by myself with my kids and teaching when I was being observed by an administrator, that was much, much more difficult when I was being observed. That's because the rider was being used a lot more and was using those precious resources to think about everything I was saying, everything I was doing while the administrator was in the room. So that's this idea of self-control as an exhaustible resource, and what looks like laziness might be exhaustion. So how can we make steps to change second nature? And I think that's by really practicing, and we'll dig into it a little bit, but it's about also showing the steps of how to complete the change. Now, as school leaders, I think we're often our go-to in terms of making change is to appeal to the rider, appeal to logic. We dig into the data. We make incredible spreadsheets and graphs showing here's where we currently are at, here's where we want to go, bam, period, end of sentence. You should be motivated to change. But sometimes appealing to logic really isn't the best way to move people in a direction that they need to go. So you have to appeal to the elephant, which is emotion or experience. Here's a cool story. It's about a guy named John Stegner. He was in manufacturing, and he was charged with making the organization more efficient. He saw that they were wasting tons of money and knew they could be more efficient, more frugal. So he assigned a student intern to investigate just one purchase that they were consistently making across all the manufacturing plants. And in this case, it was work gloves. Can you believe that the student intern found out that 424 types of work gloves were being purchased from different vendors, and they ranged in price from $3.22 to $10.55. When John met with the executive team, he didn't come with a spreadsheet or graphs. He appealed to the elephant, the emotion experience, and he asked that intern to put one example, so 424 examples of similar work gloves, and to tag them with the price that they cost. He called the execs to a meeting. They walked in. He didn't have to say anything. Again, no presentation. They just looked at the gloves that were basically the same, but ranged an incredible amount in terms of price. Remember, $3.22 to $10.55. So sometimes all we have to do is create that visceral experience where people, their minds don't need to get it. They just need to see it to get it. You see what I'm saying? And I think a great way for schools to do this is to maybe capture kids' experience through video. Or let's say we're talking about failing students or students that might be challenged in terms of their positive contributions and discipline within a school community. Why not use photographs when talking about those kids? Every teacher knows who these kids are. There's teachers that have great relationships with all our students too. And so you got to leverage that. You got to appeal to the heart of a staff to make change sometimes with kids. I think that'd be a great way to appeal to their elephants. So last thing I want to dig into is sometimes what looks like resistance is often lack of clarity. Ouch. This hurts as a leader to hear that, right? Maybe I'm not communicating clearly enough. Maybe I'm not communicating enough. And so it looks like people, they're not on board with where we're going. But really, it's just a lack of clarity. It's not resistance. They just confused. There were two researchers from Western Virginia University. They wanted people to eat a healthier diet. They saw the folks in their community were obese, and obviously a healthier diet would help out with this problem. But what does a healthy diet even mean? Where do you even start? What do I eat more of? What do I cut out? You can see already that the rider gets overwhelmed. So is the elephant overwhelmed. I can't do this. Like, all these decisions I have to make. I've been eating this way for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Maybe it's only 10 years, but it's still overwhelming. So sometimes that resistance, it's not resistance, lack of clarity. You just need to make it crystal clear what's the next step. So the researchers brainstormed. They figured it out. We're going to just address milk. That's right. We're going to get people to buy less whole milk and more low-fat 1% or fat-free milk. And all they had to do was put more of that low-fat milk on the aisles in the grocery stores to make the path clear. So for them, it was easy. Make the path clear. Don't reach for whole milk. Reach for 1% milk. What does this mean in schools? You know, think about when you tell your teachers, add more rigor. Well, how? How do you do that? Do you want it in the types of questions, in their curriculum design? So for example, you could say, ask at least 7 level 2 or 3 questions from Costa's framework of questioning. That's how I want you to add more rigor. Something I'm big on is the culture and climate of a classroom. But I can't just say create a warm and respectful environment. Well, I could say that. But again, that might lead to resistance, which is really just a lack of clarity. So I could say, Teacher X, I want you to greet every student and shake their hand at the door. That's crystal clear. I want you, because I've seen this before in classrooms. I've seen teachers just call on people and never use a kid's first name. I want you to use every kid's first name when you call on them for an answer. Or how about this? Tell kids what you appreciate in terms of their positive contributions in the class. That's how you create a warm, respectful environment. So I hope you enjoyed this mini Monday episode. We're talking about how to make change when change is hard in the book Switch by Chip and Dan Heath. And we talked about there's 3 things that you really need to think about when making change. The rider, which is logic. The elephant, which is emotion. And the path, which is the steps necessary for the change. Better leaders, thank you for joining us on the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast. Visit us at betterleadersbetterschools.com, a blog and podcast made specifically for you to help you meet your leadership potential. Have you gotten value from today's show? Help me reach even more listeners by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Click the podcast artwork and press the Show Some Love link to leave an honest rating and review. A long, long time ago in a galaxy far away, patrons would sponsor artists to create something the patron valued. Would you consider becoming a patron of the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast? If you found this podcast valuable, if the show has pushed your thinking about leadership, and if you've benefited in any way, then I would be honored if you would become a sponsor. Sponsorship is easy. Head over to patreon.com/better or click the link in the show notes to become a patron for as little as $1 a month. If you pledge $10 a month, I'll send you one of my favorite leadership books every other month. That's patreon.com/better or click the link in the show notes. Do you have a question or need some leadership advice? I want to connect with you. I read every email, tweet, snap that's sent to me. Links are in the show notes to connect via email and social media. Better Leaders, Better Schools is a proud member of the Edu Podcast Network, podcast for educators, podcast by educators. You can listen to more great education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.